Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is a series here on Public Radio 90 designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American studies as well as news from Indian Country. One of the most sought-after First Nations actors is Adam Beach. On the big screen, he has played monumental roles such as Pima Indian Ira Hayes in the Oscar-nominated film Flags of Our Fathers. The role of Hayes garnered Beach 2 Supporting Actor Award nominations. Beach was nominated for a Golden Globe for his role as Dr. Charles Eastman in HBO's Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee. He also appeared as a Navajo code talker in the World War II drama Wind Talkers, in which Beach had to study the Navajo language for 6 months to prepare for the role. Most recently, Beach starred in Hostels with Wes Studi and Christian Bale, in which Beach was required to learn Cheyenne. NMU students learning Anishinaabe language online were recently surprised when an invitation from Anishinaabe Moin faculty member Leora Lancaster was accepted by Beach. Lancaster teaches beginning Anishinaabe language, culture, and community class using the Zoom video platform. Through video feed, Beach discussed with students how acting has afforded him many experiences with Indigenous language learning. The students gained insight and discussed different Indigenous linguistics and cultural revitalization efforts within the Hollywood film industry. Beach is also working independently to incorporate Anishinaabe language within children's shows so that young people can be immersed in their traditional language. Following this guest presentation in class, Lancaster commented, "The students connected on such a great level with him. He was very personable, positive, and inspirational. It was good to have them lead parts of the conversation." One student said that Beach was a real human being and a good guy. Miigwech, and thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM.